Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts get lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Could almost be four F's. Can almost add football in there.
Football.
With what Sonny is bringing. Sonny's hand in hand with Cignetti.
Jeez.
I mean, they're hand in hand in one of the greatest stories ever. I mean, it's Hoosiers.
They got a great chance on Saturday.
Yeah. Rourke's Jimmy Chitwood. I mean, that's what's going on up there.
Hoosiers. I saw Neuheisel used that movie to kind of make his pick. He picked Indiana. Yeah. He's picking Indiana to beat Ohio State. And it says it's like Hoosiers.
Yeah.
The movie.
Which I've seen
Gene Hackman
45 times. Maybe 44.
I have seen that movie.
That movie's incredible.
When it came out.
Yeah.
Back in the, mid-80s?
Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman's way underrated.
True. That's true. All right. We have a basketball game tomorrow. I know that Bill is not watching hoops until maybe mid-January.
It's great.
Bill has said before.
Zero interest.
It's Creighton, Nebraska.
You were at the game last year, Bill. Now, that was in December. Yeah. It was after Nebraska's football season was over.
And I had interest, didn't I? I had interest.
It's the rivalry.
This has nothing to do with Nebraska basketball or Nebraska versus Creighton. It's a hill I'm going to die on. That I do not believe in basketball before Thanksgiving.
But that's my point here, though. It feels like this year the buzz is
there's
really,
zero buzz.
The buzz is nothing.
It's a Friday.
It's tomorrow night in Creighton. It's in Omaha. And I don't think anybody's talking about it. It's all about, hey, can Nebraska get to the bowl game against Wisconsin? Which is a big deal.
What else are they talking about? This
game should always be after football season is over. I'm not saying January, but it definitely...
Yeah.
It's usually in early to mid-December.
How about December 15th? It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
Wonder why it's now.
This is a big mistake by the calendar, in putting it here. This tomorrow
by the schedule
maker.
Yeah,
it's bad in the calendar.
There's
two games to go for football.
I did research in the basketball class last night with coach
and Jeff Smith.
Yes, and he said now they play somewhere around 38. They play 6 to 7 more games. Now.
Okay,
they just added more games for more revenue. Probably to get more games, you can get more in. Whatever it is, this didn't happen before. That's why games started when they did. He said you might have had a game, maybe like one of those, like a directional school, or maybe sometime like right before Thanksgiving to get one game in. But nothing got real until it got to December.
Today is November 21st. On YouTube, Brian says we're not talking about it because unlike last year, Nebraska has almost no chance to win.
Oh, good God!
Last year there was hope. In Lincoln, and they got ruined by Baylor Shireman and company.
Shireman got hot. Remember that?
The whole game.
The threes.
Early.
They were raining.
Yeah.
He got hot.
Nebraska made two in that. Nebraska was 2 of 21 on threes at home that game.
Shireman's no longer there.
Right.
I don't know. I it's the same old story with Creighton. If they're making shots, any team, if they're making shots, but particularly Creighton. And I don't know, you saw the St. Mary's game?
I did.
I didn't. I saw the other games. And my concern in this game would be Nebraska's not a super quick, good defensive team, right? This group of guys. I don't know. They got to get the spots. Too many open shots.
I did some research on 2 years ago. Nebraska went to Omaha and won by 10.
2 years
was that
ago.
One of the happiest days of your life, Jerry?
I was not there. I was watching football at Brewski's, and that was like on a.
Sunday. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
It was NFL Sunday.
It was
when Walker dealt on Kalkbrenner. Do you remember Derek Walker, Bill?
Yes.
He had his way with Kalkbrenner, their 7-footer.
Derek was 11 for 16 in that game.
Yeah, he had his way with them.
Nebraska was 3 of 12 on threes in that game and 1 by 10 in Omaha. Mm. Now, this Creighton team, again, it's early, but they're not as good as they were last year, I believe.
I don't know.
They don't have the same guards. They got Ashworth, the point guard, who's solid. They got Kalkbrenner back, the
Ashworth and Kalkbrenner is enough to get your attention.
Right, but they don't have otherwise superior guards, like the three-point shooters that they had in the years past.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
So, again, I understand why the buzz is low, because it's football season, because Nebraska is off to, you know, they played well in a loss to St. Mary's, but it was concerning in previous games this season.
Sure, there's a lot of concerns, I hear.
But this game should be in December.
Yeah,
we've let
big noon kickoff. That's awesome.
Stop. Would there be more buzz for this?
Absolutely.
In December?
Absolutely.
Yes. If it's like December 6th or 7th, there's more buzz. Give me a Saturday night.
I mean, I think people will, like I said, Friday no, night. The time is terrible.
Yep.
Tell me
Friday
the last.
Friday night's terrible for me, I'll tell you.
The last time, I remember that North Carolina Duke matchup early November. God, I remember that.
They don't do that.
No.
Fred Hoiberg was at the podium yesterday, and he might have tried to add some juice to this game. He was asked about the Creighton rivalry in general. Here is Fred Hoiberg yesterday on that.
Going into year six in this rivalry in the state, the weird thing about this one is that on the next day, a lot of those fans will be cheering for Nebraska on the football field. That's always been a little bit bizarre to me, but you know, it's
that's a great comment.
It is. These rivalry games are really fun for the fans. They're not very much fun for the coach.
Fred has spoken.
Jaskers? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, talking about Jaskers.
That is an incredible statement, and true. That's like true. Almost hate and a vicious rivalry. And then the next day, those same fans, probably 90% of them are like, go Huskers.
Now, I'm not pushing back on your lack of buzz thing, but there'll be a buzz in that gym because Creighton fans will be.
Oh, they will be. Yeah. Agree. No, yeah. I think the buzz just hasn't talked about much. It's kind of like I was listening today to a pundit driving in. It's true. He goes, you know, Alabama goes to Oklahoma this week. No one's even talking about
it.
Zero conversation, Alabama at Oklahoma.
I know, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
When you would look at the deal, imagine if you saw that 4 years ago and go, hey, Alabama's going.
August, I would have been like, oh, well, Alabama, Oklahoma.
No one has even talked about it.
Is it just because Oklahoma's
absolutely
bad?
Bama, 13.5 point favorite in that game at Oklahoma.
It's kind of it's kind of just disappointing, I guess, that nobody's talking about it.
No one's talking about it.
About the magnitude of those programs and the history of them.
Jeez. I couldn't agree more that the basketball arena will be jumping.
It'll be jumping.
It will be. You will not walk in there and feel like there's no buzz.
No.
It's a very concentrated buzz, is what
we're talking about. It's a very concentrated buzz.
I think there'll be a little bit more excitement for just the general fans about 6:30 tomorrow. They'll also be going like, okay. All right, let's watch this game. Let's see this thing.
I think the buzz is concentrated. I think once you get to 72nd and Dodge, you won't feel the buzz anymore. Yeah. But
That's the break.
Yeah. But 72nd and inward towards downtown, it'll be buzz. Not a lot of buzz besides that. Ben, are you going to the game? No, he's not going to the game.
7 p.m. on FS1 tomorrow.
I'll be going to the game.
You're
going to
be there.
Oh, yeah, I got to go. Yeah, gotta go.
I'm working. I have the event. We have our cancer fundraiser that I will be.
We'll both be working. That makes me feel better that you'll be working.
Yes,
not lounging.
Not lounging.
No, you got to do.
Yeah.
MC.
We're doing some real stuff.
Ooh.
We're bringing money in for the families of people in the middle of cancer treatment.
You'll be good MC, right?
I don't know.
You haven't done a lot of that.
I'm very nervous.
I have no doubts in your ability to be an MC.
I'm very nervous around people. I'm very shy.
You might want to bring Jake.
I've asked Jake.
He has asked me.
And Jake
I didn't say no yet.
And said no yet. But I've asked him. I asked him
you
2 weeks
asked me
ago. Not heard a response one way or the other from that. So
might be helpful.
Yeah.
I need to look
you could
back
double
at
team
this.
It.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also Jake brings a lot of energy. He's also very popular.
That's for sure.
Because the first thing right there, I'd be like, right away, it's like, well, what's going on over there? Well, that's the albino. He's raising money.
He's a bizarre albino.
It's a pity.
Strange energy. Strange energy. Thinning hair. And he's over in the corner on his phone watching the Creighton, Nebraska game.
Thinning hairline.
It's a real sad kid over there. Real sad.
Real sad albino.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break and the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.